Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. Oh, I'm so excited to be with you guys. As always, this is always my favorite place to be, and especially on Thursdays when I come in and I drop in and I hand you a tiny little key off of my cosmic keychain, hence the series title, Unlocking more abundance, more joy, more limitless possibility, more vitality, more love, more self-love, more self-worth. I could go on and on. And today on the Spiritual Hustler Unlocking series, I am really jazzed to talk about what I am coining the feminine rebrand. Because if you are new to the show, welcome. If you're not new, you know, I've been a serial entrepreneur for, God, you guys, I'm aging myself, like 18 years. I've always been in branding. I've always been in marketing. I ran a personal branding agency for 7 years that I sold in 2023 at the beginning of 2024, launched a coaching platform, and, you know, here we are. But at the end of the day, branding has been a passion, but it's also been a struggle. When you build a brand, the utility of building a brand is to be visible, to use that brand in the market, to be seen clearly and strategically so that you can get the right clients in the door, right? And I think that a lot of us, women especially, and I can only say this because I walked this, have been learning branding from a masculine hustle visibility approach versus the feminine, magnetic, radiant approach. So I want to break down feminine branding today and how you can really use today's podcast to maybe rebrand, not just your brand itself, but the way that you approach your brand entirely. So for years, myself, I mean, you guys, I was the personal branding queen, at least that's what, you know, of one version of myself would call myself. And that's how people saw me. I was running this very successful agency. I was really into the color bright yellow. I had about 6 bright yellow blazers in my closet. Everything was bold, loud. And while at the time that version of me was authentic, I believed that visibility meant proving myself. While that was an unconscious belief, that was the vibration of it. It was about performance. It was about polishing every single piece of content until it sparkled. But the truth is, my conscious, awake, remembered lightworker sisters, we know that the feminine is not here to perform at all. She is here to simply be embodied in who she is and radiate from that perspective. Now, we're going to unlock the feminine rebrand today and what really, really happens when visibility becomes an active embodiment, not performance. And I'm here to really give you radical permission because I coach so many women on this who are feeling so uninspired, so icky, so unmotivated, so terrified, really, when it comes to their brand because it's not in alignment. And so they're not showing up in their truest and highest power, and they're not seeing the results that they're desiring, not because their brand isn't right, because they're terrified of being seen in their truest, highest essence. That's the fear, full stop. And then, of course, they're not going to know the strategy and the tactical, nuanced ways to craft a brand because they're out of alignment and overwhelmed from the get-go. I really want to reframe that visibility is not the same thing as performance. Performance is external, yes, and radiance is internal. Performance needs validation, whereas radiance magnetizes. So building your brand is an inside job. It's not about external public image, what it looks like, sounds like, yet. In order for a brand to be truly magnetic, effective, and do the job of magnetizing its right soul-aligned clients into its business, it has to be willing to own the real story of who they really are. So this is less about trying to architect a perfectly sounding message from the beginning, but actually the opposite, to unpack the messy, to dig into the shadows, to excavate your fears and your traumas and your deepest beliefs, because that is what makes you you. That is your own journey into wholeness, am I right? And the more you begin building your brand from that place, there is nothing to perform from that place. There is only something simply to share and to serve from that place.
All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth: your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And Microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends. And do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now.
Now, I really want to talk about the nervous system. We talk a lot about this in the podcast in general, this idea that we have to feel safe in our bodies to receive money, call in a relationship, walk out on the street, right? How can we show up in our most beautiful, vibrant, visible brands if we don't feel safe in the first place of being seen. And so as you think about your message, as you think about this feminine approach to building your brand, I want you to really explore how to regulate your own nervous system on a daily basis by breath work and nostril breathing and rooting into Gaia and taking baths and using your voice in the morning, just simply starting to hum so that your voice, your throat chakra literally gets activated. Maybe you record yourself on camera, talking straight to camera and not plan to share anything publicly, but just getting comfortable watching yourself on camera, even if it fucking is so painful, you should still try this. Because this begins to train your subconscious, your nervous system, your body that you are safe being seen, because you don't die when you record a voice note or a video and watch it back yourself. You get used to the discomfort of being yourself, being expressed. And the more that you can practice working with your nervous system in your own body and use it as a portal, you begin to care less about what you look like, what you sound like, and you start to step into visibility as a service. Instead of asking yourself, how did this reel do? You can say to yourself, how can I serve with my essence today? It doesn't matter if I see it, if 3 people see it, if 50 people see it, if 250 people see it, if 250,000 people see it. When you start to reframe branding as an act of performance, I'm going to say this a lot today, and really step in to your brand as an expression of your essence and a place to simply serve with the gifts that you have, everything changes. And let me tell you that I walk this from experience recently. I was performing for so many years as that girl in the yellow blazer running a big, sparkly, fancy, multi-7-figure agency. I can't tell you how many times I'd love to tell that story. And then I did my own excavation. I went on my own healing journey. I tuned within and got really clear on what made me feel whole. And from that place of wholeness and discovering what made me feel whole, I got clear on what I wanted to do next. I wanted to serve women. I wanted to be a coach. I wanted to talk about spirituality and business in the same breath. Not because I was trying to perform shit, but because I knew that was an expression of my own soul. And from that place, my business exploded because I was no longer in a place of trying to be seen and getting every single piece of content right and pandering to who I thought I wanted to hear it and what I wanted them to think of me, but instead came from my own feminine truth. And here you all are. So let this be an expander of what is possible when you stop performing and start saying out loud, my presence is my value, my radiance is my strategy. The more I am embodied in the truth of who I am, the more my business grows, because the more my brand connects. So I want you to ask yourself, maybe you journal on it this week. Ask yourself, where in my business, where in my brand am I performing? And it's going to take some radical honesty and self-awareness to answer that question. To be honest, I don't know if I could have answered that question in the midst of my proving era. However, nobody ever paused me to ask me this question. So consider me your virtual business coach right now and put it on paper. And then I want you to ask yourself, where am I simply being myself in my business, in my life? Where do I feel the most radiant? And start to map it and design where you're the most effortless, in flow, at peace, confident, where you are not trying to be anything or do anything other than being yourself. And then start to really click into the sensations, into the feeling state that you are in when you are performing versus radiating. And how can you start to tune down the dial on the performance frequency and tune up the dial on the radiance frequency in your brand? How do you want your brand to be received? How do you want to feel when you share your brand? What messages are coming through that feel super authentic and in alignment to you versus trying to strategize what's going to go viral or get the most comments or have the most registrations in the sign up box? Like, all of that, put that aside for now. Trust me, it has to start at this place. And from there, that energy, that alignment, that embodiment, start to create, share your brand. And I promise you, when you do this practice, you are going to feel so much safer in your body to be seen, to be visible, because you're not performing for validation or applause. You are embodying your truth in service of what you really came here to do. And that is a co-creation, not between you and your Instagram audience, but between you and your highest self. And when you click into that, sister, trust me on this, everything expands. I love you all so much. And I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.